Simon Reish Beis. So we did Sif Aleph and Beis. We're still holding on the Shabbos. What the Shabbos have cut involved. So that which we Ramos said, the bracha on the ikra works for the tefillah. It's only if you eat it together, or the ikra is eaten first. If the tefillah is eaten first, you have to make a bracha on the tefillah. Shalom Yachad, Yimoichu Pas Kistin in Gavina. Rashad Dabar the Lafis Boy. A person eats a cracker, something of that sort, some type of Pas Kistin, which is a Mazanus, and he has cheese with it or something else to accompany it. Avshayim Gam Kenach Chavivim Malov, Yimotayim Lechulisam. So I have put tuna fish on my crackers. I obviously am very interested in the tuna fish. Right? I'm eating with the crackers. So even though that is definitely something which interests you, we can welcome a baruch rak al kist in Nevada. The mistabra shehu ikar etzloi. So we still say that the crackers are the primary element. Who had the mechol dabra shayachol imi min akhaj lafas boy, the ma shayachol lafas nechav rak katofel. So if something else is coming as an accompaniment, it has a din of a tofel. The Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he talks about ice cream sandwiches. But these are all things which were not made as one food. It wasn't baked together, put together. Then, for sure, the halacha is that the mezonos is the ikur. The case was that it happens to be reading two things together. So the question is to define the ikur. So mezonos always be said as an ikur. But the question is the other item also an ikur that you would need two separate brachas? So Rav Moshe says that an ice cream sandwich. So a person says, I really like the ice cream, and maybe my primary issue is I want to eat the ice cream. So Rashi says, you make two brachas. The mezonos doesn't become a tofel because it's mezonos. On the other hand, the ice cream is ikur to you, so you would make two brachas. So Pasha says that, if you have a case of, I'm eating crackers, I'm having some cheese with the crackers, I'm having some tuna fish with the crackers, it's Pasha. That's if I would, Pasha would say, let's have tuna fish. I say, why not have some crackers with it? Type of a statement. So the way the Mishabur presents it is only because Mistabra, the Iker, is the cracker. But if it's, I can tell you that's not the Iker, you need two brachas. If you make the cracker so that it gets to the point that the cracker is just like a dip to eat the tuna, right? I guess it would be more than the galaxy, some type of a dip or something like that. So you happen to enjoy that eating that dip very much, just as it's much easier to scoop it out. With a cracker or with a than with your fingers, so over there it's coming totally as a secondary item. That's one of those complicated cases because the mice, when you're eating, you might talk. I've come on for it also. So that's like one of the complicated cases. We had the case of with the shloah suggests not trying to do those type of things because you're not sure exactly whether it's a tuffle or, full tuffle or not. So this whole time about where you're going to be eating the either together or the ikra first. Then you eat the tuffle afterwards to sort of mitigate the bitterness, the hot feeling or whatever it might be from the ikra. You got ochel tchilat tznayin. A person ate radishes. Zayas. Then he had an olive afterwards to weaken the sharp flavor of the radish. Then, but if you eat the tuffle first, so the Ramah said to the person wants to drink something, but he finds it, it's hard to drink it on an empty stomach, so he takes some food first to be able to not have an empty stomach to do the drinking. So the ikur is the drinking by him, but since you're eating the tuffel first, you have to make a brach on it. Or a person takes cherry, I think, right? I'm not into chewing cherry pits, but okay. But Sharach Garinim, Rasulam Gamkein, So you, if this, it seems to be that this works when you chew on them beforehand and you eat them beforehand, so it puts a flavor in your mouth. So when you have the drink afterwards, it's not as it tastes sweeter. So since you're going to be eating the tofu first, you have to take a bracha on it. Like we've been saying, that the bracha of the ikar works for the tafel as well. When you make a bracha on the ikar first, so then the tafel has a bracha. But if you eat the tafel first, it doesn't work retroactively. Well, I eat the ikar, the bracha works retroactively for the tafel I ate beforehand. So no, I ate something without a bracha. I was in the hand of the world without a bracha. So you have to take a bracha. But Rambam says, but the bracha is only a shahako, since you're only eating it. You're not eating it for its chashivas of a normal food. You're eating it just as a way to be a tefillah to something else. And I mentioned to you that the Mishabura is going to qualify this rak shahako. And this is a. It's not really for its own normal function. It's just there to facilitate something else. So it's not functioning the purpose of being a priya eitz or priya dama, whatever it might be. It's just a food which is there to help something else. So therefore, the bracha be shahako. The Ramah seems to make this an across-the-board statement. He doesn't say, in other words, if the drink is a shahakal drink, and this is there to help you drink the shahakal drinks, I understand that the bracha on this item, even though it's a pre-eats, the bracha is a shahakal, because it's there to function, to help the shahakal. Well, let's say what I'm eating afterwards is a pre-eats. So what bracha do I make on this thing? Right? So, like in the Mishabura's case before, a flip case of the Mishabura, the Mishabura says that a person eats radishes. The radishes are very sharp, so he has an olive to mitigate the intensity of the radish. So let's say he eats the olive first. Right? So the bracha on the olive is prepared, the bracha on the radish is prepared dhamma. But his goal is to eat a priyadhamma with it. So maybe the bracha on the olive should be a priyadhamma. It's not a shahakal. It's included in helping eat a priyadhamma. So for this purpose, it's part of a priyadhamma achila. So I eat it first, I think a bracha on it. But the bracha should be a priyadhamma, not shahaku. So that's Mr. Burr's problem. My bracha gav, now I'm going to ram chilik bezet. The v'dayt adavkim shoyse mashish brachos shahaku. Why you roil the bracha ala mashish shahaku v'lif tuzet? You're drinking a drink, and the bracha on the drink is shahaku. And you mean you're having something which is an eighth beforehand. Really, you should have made it bracha on the drink first instead of shahakol, and then have the tofel. Elamai, what? But you're eating the tofel first, so therefore you take a bracha on it. So you understand. So you make the bracha of shahakol and cover this item plus the drink afterwards. It's not demoted to a shahakol, because the point of the Ramah is not that it's demoted. The point is that this is all part of an achila of a shahakol. Now, so what should you say in this thing? So here you have, okay, so this is an achila of a prepared gofen. I can't say prepared gofen on this. It's not proper, it's not a part of prepared gofen. So what do you do? So you would make the regular bracha. Therefore, because of this machloikis, we should avoid.
Make what regular bracha? Shahakol?
No, if I'm planning to have wine, and I'm having something to facilitate having the wine, because the wine is very strong, so I take pre-adama. I take a pickle first. So that you make a brei pidom on the pickle, and you make a brei pidom on the wine afterwards.
The case where you're taking a shahakol before a shahakol, where the ikar is a shahakol, and you and they would say you should say a shahakol on the tafel also. how can the bracha on the tuffel patur the ikur? Though we had said earlier that no.
That's only because that's only a scenario where you're not eating it as part of the chila. The point is, you're coming along and saying the person took it out to eat it on its own. The case I gave you was a case where I took the milk out to eat it as not part of my cereal and milk. So the point is, I'm saying, well, in some sense, it's not really bottled to it. But over here, if I'm just eating it just as I attempt to eat, I want to eat the cereal, but my mouth is so dry I can't eat anything. So I need to moisten my mouth before I start. Right? So theoretically, in that situation, the tuffle, the bracha on the tuffle, can help you, according to the Magen Ram, since it's the right bracha, the shahakal, it could help you for the ikur also. Because you're eating it in context of the ma'aseh achila of the ikur afterwards. Okay. So the Sharetzina Chav Gimel gives an example. It says, "Who did Cholkei Gavon?" It says another example. You know, other similar scenarios like this would be the same issue. For example, Shoytulechol Tznoyin B'Tamcho Shibachaser Piyadama. So he wants to eat radishes.
So you wouldn't make radishes. Any on the cereal?
No. The case would be if the cereal is a shahakol cereal, the bracha of shahakol on the milk would cover the cereal afterwards also. So I said in the case where they're both the same bracha, but you ate the tofu first as a tofu by itself, not as part of still the acre, then the bracha on the tofu does not work for the acre. You need two brachas. Saying this scenario is different. Okay, so he's eating something which is a ripir dom. You're eating a little bit of bread to help you deal with the sharpness. Then after birchas, it's noin. So if you eat it with the radish or after the radish, the ripir dom on the radish would cover the pas.
If you ate the bread first,
right?
Someone holds you still only make
No, furthermore, you make a shahakal. Furthermore, since you're only eating it as a tuffle, it becomes a quote unquote a generic food. It doesn't have its own chashivas. So food, you make a shakal on it. According to the Magen Avraham, you give it its correct bracha. So the Mishabura suggests that we should try and separate from the whole thing. Because A, we have the Tchotzin Ramah and the Magen Avraham, and B, Sharatzin Chavdalad, Kesh Rechadim Shafakman al Tchot Iker Din Ramah. I'm here to go based on Meir, Maskimim Ima based Yosef. This idea of the Ramah that he's quoting over here is a Chumash Adeshin. Some Achrayim I mentioned to you, we learned that don't accept this whole psak. But the Merchel Tovah Kadam Leikir, Ein Olav, Shem Tovah Kalal, Ein L'Shanas Berchasa Riyuloi, V'chein Hittim V'der Chachayim, K'di Rein Olav Tovah Limnoi. So therefore, they hold that the bracha is going to be the regular bracha no matter what, because it's not a tofu. At this point in time, it's not functioning as a tofu. So the bracha will be the regular bracha. So therefore, the whole thing is preferable to avoid the situation. Okay. Yudal Helva Tu Tabla the Barakar. So you make a shak because it's tofu. You make a tofu Chavu Allah Barakar Allah Barakasa Riyalai. But if you happen to enjoy the tofu as well, so then it'll get its correct bracha. It will not be demoted to a shahakal even according to the Ramah. So you can see why we tell you to try and avoid the situation. So then we saw Siv Beis was a case where you had this merkachas, some type of a concoction, you know, jelly, fruit, etc., a tart type of a thing, and you put on very thin
a tart,
yeah, right, pastry tart.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So and now you in the bottom you have this thin Mizarnas, the thin wafer, which is there just to be able to hold the gooey stuff on top. So the Shulchan Aruch said it's tofel, have it to fail in merkachas, start the bracha, learn merkachas about. You'll make the bracha, the shahakal, or the rapier weights, whatever it is on the merkachas, and that'll cover the Mizarnas food on the bottom as well. or actually bread food. It was that they made it, didn't make it sweet, so really it was a type of a bread. Lechol lechem. Rakshabar madabek and rakachas aleim and shleiton fu hayudayim bedvash. The whole purpose of the bottom thing is a way to eat the merkachas without getting your hands sticky.
What does merkachas mean?
Merkachas means a concoction. But usually it's referred to over here with some type of a combination of sugar, you know, sugary honey, sugar, mm-hmm. with fruits, etc. If you picture the gooey stuff you have on top of a tar, that's basically what a merkachas is. Okay. So we make that the bottom part that it's tasty, and then you put the merkachas on top of it. So your point is to eat the wafer part as well. So you'll require a bracha. So now what do you do? So now that I'm saying that the Dushanim is requires a bracha, so now it's a mezonos. The mezonos becomes a din of an ikar. Right? So if they're baked together, we pointed out, so then they tak become one unit, and the mezonos never becomes a tefil. So now it's. So if you're eating it mamish just for the purpose of holding it, nothing else, so then it's not a tofel. But if once it tastes good and you're eating it for that purpose, so it's not a tofel. So now you may just make a mazonis, and so you have to make a broch on it. But if you add it, if you put them together afterwards, so you need two brochas, and that's the case of the ice cream sandwich that Russia was talking about.
Because merkachas is not batel.
Because the merkachas is not batel to the. The Zionist and the Zionist not both into the Merkachas. So if I'm eating an ice cream sandwich, Rashi says, and you really, your main goal is you like the wafer, and the ice cream is just a way to make it taste a little bit better, so then it's a double. But if your goal is you really want to eat the ice cream, like you like, you know, so then, like, which I imagine most people, that is their goal, right? But they like the wafer also, you know, the wafer is not just there, just as a hechadim to hold the ice cream. So then just have a scoop of ice cream ready. So another example of that is your ice cream cone, right? So the sweet cones, that's clearly the two brachas. I still think that for little kids, the unsweet cones, you know, which taste like a modified version of cardboard, you know, are just a hechatimsa ba'alma to eat the ice cream. So the chara over there in that situation, that's really like the case of makabra. You just make a shahakal and ice cream, and then it covers the cone as well. Okay.
The sandwich cookie type things, just like the Oreo type cookies that have something in the middle.
Yeah, that's. I think that stuff in the middle is not significant enough. It's there just to make the cookie taste better. That's my feeling. I guess, imagine you can have a kid, they open up the cookie and eat the stuff in the middle. So, okay, I don't know. But for an average adult, I think that they're past that stage. What?
Yeah, hopefully past.
Okay. I guess what they do when nobody's on looking at that, that's the question. Okay. Simreish Gimel. So the lacha of Mishiyatza Imatecher. So can I be with you somebody else with a bracha if I'm not mechayev in the bracha?
What do we say about like a chocolate covered almond or something like that? Like, do you take two bites, like one of the chocolate and one of the almond separately? Or? Just find something else to eat. I guess.
So, interesting question. Rav Moshe has a shuva about it. Rav Moshe talks about chocolate covered raisin, the same thing. He holds that that. If your kavana is just your ikra kavana for the raisin, so the chalk will be tofel to the raisin. If you like both, so he really holds you should make two brachas. I found that shuva, I mentioned it when we were learning that I found that shuva very fascinating because there's quite a good argument that the correct bracha on chocolate is ho'etz. Mm-hmm. Rav Moshe holds that you would actually make a shahakal on the chocolate and ho'etz on the raisin. See, he's paskins that the bracha on chocolate is so valid that it's a shahakol. It's not a shalat bracha shenetzricha. Right? But if you want to tell you, back in Betzim is a good sort of said the correct bracha on chocolate is hoetz. Because this is the primary usage. It grows on a tree. Right? This is the primary usage of it. That's what it's planted for. And then we had before, even though you add other things inside of it, they're all there to me matake the chocolate. So the goal is to eat the chocolate. The person would say it's a shahakol. They argue either according to the Ramah, that the Ramah says that once it becomes totally not nicker, you know, you grind it down to the point that it's not nicker, so that it becomes a shahakol, which even Shulchan Aruch says that even that situation, the bracha zoeitz. And the Ramah says the meekah than the bracha zoeitz. Ramah is to make a shahakol. Or they argue that so many other things added into the chocolate besides the chocolate, that the chocolate becomes the mute. But the way we learn that case over there, when you add the sugar to eat the spices, eat the ginger, if the sugar was more, but the goal was really to eat the ginger, the bracha still the bracha of ha'etz on the ginger. So it's a chiddush that we make a shahakal on chocolate. So the go, and when you're making ha'etz anyway on the raisin and make a shahakal on the chocolate at the same time, it's like Mama Chapella. That's Russian Pastons. Fascinating truth for Russian. No, I think you should just make an eighth and that's it, you know. No, but let's say it would be a chocolate covered carrot, I don't know, you know. So it'd be two brachas anyway, so it ends, you know. So I mean, I don't know, something. Yeah. I don't know, what would you have, which is a chocolate covered peanut. So their immersion store would make sense, you know. The Hadamah is not going to cover the chocolate. See, if your real goal is just the peanut, and the chocolate just make it taste better. If you really like you like the chocolate, and you really, you know, your enjoyment is two separate things. So Russia's argument would be an argument.
You couldn't say the Hadam would cover it, but yeah, because you should know better.
Yeah, no, yeah. Okay. Simon Reish should give one. Al Kalperis Shards of Order, Makutsi Pasa Yahya.
Why? Chocolate covered peanut?
Yeah.
What was that?
Adam's case is chocolate covered peanuts. So I think in the most cases, I think the bracha should be just a adama. If you really, really like the chocolate, Moshe says, and your goal is just, you know, the reason you're eating because you want to have the chocolate also, but Dafka, have some chocolate. All right, you know, you're getting it. So then you make two brachas. Chakol and adama. I call Paris, who shared the worm, chuti pasa yahin. If you're not having wine or pass, so one person can mention another person, even though we're not doing a say, we're not making a kvias out of it. Chazal did not require a kvias. Mikra din the rice, so one person can mention another person without a say. Chazal came along and said that by pass, since the nature of pass is to make a meal out of it, or wine, they would have like a wine party out of it. So we limited the right to another person, one person to the other, if they make a kvias like we had before. They said, let's sit down and eat or something like that. Okay, so now one person can invite another person with a bracha. We're both eating, so there's no. So I don't have a problem of saying my bracha myself, and I'll be with you as well. However, meal yeshiva, meal boy. But we do need to make ourselves together. The Chazal did require a council with a kvias ktsas. So this is relevant by Kiddush Friday night. That's why that is why the people who have the minig to stand the first half and sit the second half is because of this issue. Because you're saying the Rebbe Goffin or the bracha of Kiddush, you only want to tell the person, so you need to do it with some level of kvias. So you should do it by being seated. Batsim in Sor also covered with Kiddush, would make sense to stand. So that's how we end up with this Vayichulu. You stand in the second paragraph, you're forced to sit. But Chassidim would stand, they do point out that a person, at least if they're not going to be seated, at least they should be in a state of kvias. They shouldn't be wandering around. They should be standing in their place. And, you know, everybody should be. There is some element of kvias in that at least. But yeah, but you'd be Yotze. Okay. But after Pasayim, boy has saved it. But Pasayim, Chazal required another level for them, which was a save. We don't have a save nowadays. Lidan, Habishiva, Kumar, a save they do. But for us, sitting is equivalent to a save. he's already done the lesson on Seifa. And Chilik Bein passed on the Shard of Ordem. So it comes out for us, there's no difference, they're all the same. Yeshiva filo pas yain echad mevorach l'kulam. When you have yeshiva, even by pas yain, I can move to somebody else. And shalom yeshiva, shadorim nami, kolechem mevorach l'atzma. And when we're not, when you don't have yeshiva, so then any of them, you should, each person should stay their own. Fine. V'adar min rechem mevorach l'kulam, shadorim chutz min hapas, hani mila mevorach l'rishayna. By other items, that which I say I can write to you through yeshiva is bracha rishona. The bracha rishona we should make our own. Dein zimun the Paris. So the Chazal set up the concept with somebody else. They called it, that was the process of zimun. Chazal did not create zimun. There's a mandam on the Gemara that they did. We hold there's no din zimun except for by bread. She did everything else because they'll set up that you should say your own bracha. Fine.
What bracha, Yishon?
Bracha Chron.
Chron.
Right. Chron the Mechaber.
Which is what Zimun would have to do.
Right. Chron the Mechaber. But Chazal did not create the concept of the Zimun for any other item. Had they wanted to present somebody else, they would create a concept of the Zimun, and we'd do a Hasamana and say the Bracha Chorona. But Chazal did not create that for anything else other than Pas. So Mikra didn't, you know, when you go to a kid or something like that, really each person said their own Bracha Chorona. The Maisa, the Minig is B'di'evet, but it works. And the reason why people do it is because the chances are high chances that many people will forget. I'm a little talking. So the reason why they do it is because we're afraid that people forget to say the bracha chorona. So we'd rather be so much on the bidi eved and say that when you do say it, the bidi eved yotze, than not have people end up with no bracha chorona at all. So everybody say the bracha chorona now. There's always going to be somebody who's, whatever he's not going to. But you say it out loud, so hopefully people will listen to you and say. That being said, Pasha, each person who is able to say it for themselves should say it for themselves and not be a Samach on it. But they have to do it quietly, otherwise, because Shekola Mishtamoy, so I'm going to say it out loud, look at what the Mavori, it ends up everybody else who wants to be Yotze can't be Yotze, because they can't hear him. So it's not a chesed to, I'm going to be very firm and say, well, he's in Maru, thank you very much, you're a big tzaddik, so you made everybody else not be Yotze in the room. That's like, you'll burn a Gehenna. For your tzidkas, yes.
This is for the Alamechia or the
Alamechia. Yeah. Ben Rosh is also the same thing. Most people say Ben Rosh themselves, but okay. Zakter Amor.
The Kiddush, the Yeshiva, Shabbos morning.
So that's what we do because we're afraid.
Share one person makes a bracha.
Right? Because of this issue of
being afraid, people
are not going to be Yotze. Yeah.
Their own bracha sachron.
Yeah. Hagav yesh armim the bechol of the worm chutzi pasi yain lo mahani has seva udem yeshiv le didan. Some say that it's the chenoga asha the beperish shekolechem mevorach latzman. And going back to the bracha rishona issue, so we said that pasi yain are unique. So what way are they unique? So one way to send them unique, pasi yain require more than everything else to allow you to mitzvah each other. They require a seva. Everything else does only requires yeshiva. The Sherman says, no, the past year, the only things you could be much to somebody else, everything else you can't be much at all. Even with Haseba, nothing works. I can't say that break your eights and be much. Even with Haseba together, it's not a kavir, so we're having an apple party. I'm sorry, this is an apple party, Right, so we're doing Haseba together. We're having a grape party, eating grapes, Take a picture of the guy on the couch eating grapes, No, you're eating grapes, and he's eating grapes. You're both on couches at the same time. So therefore, because of this yesh armim, in general, we do not have one person but the other person, unless a person does not know how to make a bracha. It's a different story. We'll get to that. The person is and can't make his own bracha. But in general, we said that most of the Dominicans nowadays eat by Paris. We don't, not one person, not with somebody else. So Paris means any bracha other than Hamotzi or Bripi Gofim. We don't do the process of one person and Hamotzi somebody else.
So kind of, I can understand this. What point in time did they get away from Haseva? Like, when did that?
Right at the time of the Rishonim, they didn't have Haseva. Right? So, the Gemara, they still had Haseva.
But he's still referencing it here.
Well, that's the Shulchan Aruch Loshen. As Gemara says, you need Haseva. They don't, not for Yeshiva, come on, Haseva, they do. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, for us, it's a Tosis, he's calling it a Tosis. Tosis says, for us, Haseva is, our Haseva is just Yeshiva. Whereas the concept of making a kriyas, we don't pull on couches to make a kriyas. We sit together around the table. That's our kriyas.